Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Forty-six Monday morning here on KSJE. It is time for our Monday reboot segment, and that's when I get to talk with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems to talk about technology in the news. And Lewis, it's good to see you. He's joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my voice.
Good morning. That's all right. We haven't talked in a while. It's good to have you on. So what's been going on? I think, gosh, one of the things I want to ask you about is the Mars mission. And I believe this week or maybe next week now, they're going to fly the helicopter. There was some tests and they had to delay the flight, but they're still on target, I think, to try to do this within the next 10 days or so, right?
Yeah, and I believe the helicopter is going to just fly for a few hundred feet for a few minutes, but they tested the rotors, they tested a couple other things. It's kind of interesting. It's, you know, it's pretty much a drone. It looks just like a drone.
Yeah.
So they're getting ready to fly that over as well, and that's going to be interesting as well. You know, there's a Navajo connection to that.
Yes.
That was in the Navajo Times, really interesting story about how there's some controversy with regards the tribal government worked with NASA to have them, you know, use various Navajo words to name features on the surface of Mars, and now it's become a controversy because, you know, quite a number of traditional folks on the Navajo Nation are you know, saying that is an improper use in their view. So, you know, that's an interesting thing going on there. And obviously, I'm not going to claim to be an expert on that subject. I would refer you to the Navajo Times for that. But I just think it's one of those things. Again, you know, we're talking about technology here, and this is kind of one of those instances where, you know, things outside the world of technology get, you know, when you apply to technology in it, it has social consequences that we don't necessarily realize until we put those things together.
Right. Well, and to be clear, it's definitely interesting that they're using some Navajo words to name, as you mentioned, some like geographic features. Yes. For this mission, right? That's what they're doing, and some folks are concerned about that. Some of the more traditional Navajo folks is what I have read, and I think you're right. So we'll see how that goes. But what else has been going on? What have you noticed in the world of tech?
Well, here's another thing that's going on as well. You know, we've talked about this before, and it has an impact for us here in the area. You know, in the Four Corners, we're a rural area, and we have struggled for, you know, time and all eternity, it seems, to be able to get enough bandwidth not only to the area, but then figuring out ways to distribute it to endpoints so that, you know, individual businesses and consumers can have, you know, the same kind of high-speed bandwidth they would get if they were in, you know, New York or Los Angeles or some big city like that. And, of course, it's an even bigger struggle on the Navajo Nation where people are so spread apart and the economy and everything is much different. So, you know, one of the recent things that's come up is that AT&T now is lobbying against nationwide fiber. And
What?
personally, you know, yeah,
Huh.
so n normally I try to stay out of having an, you know, advocating an opinion one way or the other, but honestly, personally, this really makes me mad because it's, you know, they're basically saying, and you know, I'll have to refer people to, you know, Arts Technica is the place where I was reading about this, but they're
Okay.
basically saying that, you know, rural people don't need broadband. I mean, that's the gist
Oh
of
dear.
AT&T's argument. And this kind of highlights the whole thing of, you know, a lot of these broadband companies, it's not financially, you know, financially it's kind of a hit for them to have to cover rural areas. They don't really make money on it.
Right.
And so it, you know, it's much, much more profitable for them to, you know, cover urban areas where they can put fewer towers and fewer distribution points and hit a lot of people. We're getting out to the endpoint, you know, distributing all the way out to the endpoint is not as expensive because you're not putting in a lot of cable and stuff. So, you know, it is to their advantage to not, you know, to underservice rural areas.
Right. But I guess, isn't it true, Lewis, that that's, I mean, the governments, both tribal, I think, state and federal for the most part, has been very proactive in trying to award money to help fill the gaps with some of these rural areas and get the services out. I think, first it was cell phones, then it was internet, or both, and now it's going to be hopefully broadband and fiber.
Yeah, but again, that's part of the crux of the problem is, and I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but I'm saying what it does is it gives them a fixed financial, you know, a financial incentive, right? And so it's still to their advantage. Now, I've served on a corporate board, you know, for a while. I know how this works. It's, you know, you're it's not, I'm not saying the companies are bad. It's just when you're on a corporate board, your job is to increase value to your shareholders, right? So if you get a fixed subsidy for something, you're whatever that subsidy is based on, you're going to meet the letter of that law, and that's it. Because
Right,
you
I
want
hear
to, you
you.
know, you want to maximize your profit and minimize your costs.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a good thing.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, I think it's a good thing that these governments are trying to subsidize these things, but I think that, you know, that needs to be reviewed. We need to review how that works, and there's got to be a better solution
I hear you.
for this.
Well, I would think so. That's true, because we definitely need to get there. But I would think, too, that eventually the marketplace does resolve some of these issues, right? Which is why we have cell phone service and internet, albeit slow, in some of these more rural areas, right? Because eventually, once you max out your audience in the major metropolitan areas, these companies start looking for new customers, and guess what? They're going to be going out to these more rural areas, won't they?
Well, but again, the problem with that is the cost. If the costs exceed the amount of profit they can make, you know, they're never going to pursue that, and that's why the subsidies are important,
Right, I got you.
because it changes that equation. So,
Understood. Okay.
yeah,
Interesting.
but that, you know, again,
Yeah.
that's my opinion, right? So I'm
True.
getting off of, you
That's
know, I
okay.
don't want people to get mad and say, oh,
Send
you're
your
stating this as fact, because it's just my
letters to
opinion.
Lewis Campbell. And there you go. That's right. But we have talked to some economic development folks here, and they've mentioned the plans for maybe some fiber lines to connect some parts of the reservation and Farmington, as they talk about a loop up here, going from Farmington to Durango, back maybe over to Cortez, and then maybe even to the west over through Kayenta down into the Phoenix area to really connect some of these areas, right?
And yes, that's true, but let's make a, you know, there's an important distinction here. One of the things I was talking about is getting to the end point.
Yes.
At this point, I think, you know, in the area, we actually have good plans going forward for bringing the broadband into the area. The real problem is that last mile. So the
Yes, I hear
reservation
you.
is a real the reservation's a really good example. NTUA, you know, in a joint project with the government and a bunch of other people, was able to bring broad fiber to the reservation. They have a really good, strong fiber trunk going all the way through the reservation. But the way they're reaching the endpoint is they're providing wireless connection to the endpoint, and that's been, you know, in my opinion, it's been, you know,
We can
not.
see. For the radio audience, he's kind of wishy-washy,
I'm
I
waving
think.
my
Yeah.
hands,
Oh, yeah.
wishy-washy,
I gotcha.
and so and and and. And that's been the challenge, especially on the reservation, is not really getting the broadband there, but getting it to the endpoint. And that's where all the expense is, right?
Right. Well, and that's true for, I think, everywhere else too. I could have broadband right, or fiber, pardon me, right out in front of my house, but until I can pay to get it connected to my house, I don't get
Right.
it, but it goes right by. So there you go.
Yep.
Just a couple of minutes remaining this morning, Lewis. Anything else that's been going on that you've been watching for us, technology-wise?
Yeah, I thought an interesting story in the state of Utah. There was a company that advertised and sold their services to the state of Utah to use AI. This has been in the news a lot, and we've talked about it before. Use AI facial recognition to help, like, identify criminals and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, then there was some controversy about whether it was, the AI was kind of having trouble with different races, right? This has been a controversy with
Yes.
AI and facial recognition in law enforcement, is that it's really good at picking out, people that are not of color, so to speak, but it's tougher to pick out people of color because they just don't have the data set. They don't have the large data set to work with. Well, there was some controversy about it. So the Utah government did a audit, and in the course of the audit, they found out that the company that was selling them AI actually didn't have any AI. They had sold them on it, told them they had it,
Oh.
and there was no AI. They were just using, like, people
Oh
to
dear.
sit there and look at the
Oh, really?
So
Oh, geez.
yeah, so that to me was a really interesting story. But again, it goes to the whole AI thing, and this is where technology intersects with, the social reality. Is like, okay, now that we've got AI looking at these things, then now we got to make sure the AI works right, that it's not identifying the wrong people, and
Sure.
that kind of stuff. So
Went on the old adage of buyer beware too for state of Utah, right?
yep.
Make sure you're getting what you pay for. All right. Interesting. Lewis, great to talk to you. It's been too long, but thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, have a great week.
All right. You too. Thank you very much. That is Lewis Campbell, everyone, from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest on Mondays when we talk technology on our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.